Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KYC News Minor Update. Ben Good has won the YQ300 Sled Dog Race. The veteran musher crossed the finish line just after 9:30 p.m. Monday. He won by a mere 2 minutes, beating Joanna Jago from Motley Crue Kennel in Two Rivers. Jago was the first musher to leave the second-to-last checkpoint in Circle, but wasn't able to hold off Good's advancing team. It was the first win in the race for Good, who is from Good Alaska Mush & Co. in North Pole. The YQ300 follows the same trail as the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest between Fairbanks and Circle, before circling back to finish in Central. In the 1,000-mile race, Two Rivers musher Alan Moore is in the driver's seat. The two-time past Quest champion and perennial frontrunner pulled into the Eagle checkpoint over 300 miles into the race this morning. KYC's Zoe Rome reports.
The town of Eagle gathered around a roaring fire to await the arrival of musher Alan Moore, the first to arrive at this isolated checkpoint.
All right. Name?
Moore.
After leaving the checkpoint at Circle, Moore mushed to Slavin's Roadhouse in Trout Creek, where he skimped on rest in order to be the first sled in Eagle.
Doing pretty good. He's still got a lot of energy. We didn't rest but about 3 hours back at the last place, and they're a little tired now, but we'll give them some rest and they should be pretty perky. Trail couldn't be any better. Whoa. Except for coming in here, a little bit of glare ice. But that'll keep you awake. It'll keep those guys awake when they do it at night. It'll be interesting. But the trail's perfect.
Eagle is one of the more remote stops for mushers along the Yukon Quest. More than 100 miles from the previous checkpoint in Circle, and with more than 100 miles to go before arriving at the next checkpoint in Dawson City.
And we get to rest in the heat of the day, whatever that might be.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Zoe Rome.
Moore is being followed by Paige Drobny of Esther, Lara Neese of Michigan, and last year's champion Matt Hall of Two Rivers. Quest rookie Christine Roloffs is the latest scratch from the race. She dropped out this morning in Circle. Roloffs was in last place, and a Quest press release said she made the decision out of concern she would not be able to properly care for her team due to an unspecified personal injury. That leaves 20 mushers on the Quest Trail. The trial for the alleged killer of 23-year-old John D. Kaverick Jr. began Monday with jury selection, a process that is expected to take at least 2 days. 24-year-old Patrick Dale Burton Hill is charged with first-degree murder in the May 17, 2015 shooting death of Kaverick outside the Rock and Rodeo Bar. Burton Hill's attorney, Jeffrey P. Saffold of Cleveland, filed a notice of justification on January 19th. Alaska statute defines justification as a defense and lists 12 ways in which a person might be justified in his or her conduct. In his filing, Saffold did not define which section he was relying on for the defense of his client. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council approved a 2-year wage increase for public works employees and advanced an ordinance that would limit the number of marijuana retail stores in the city. KYC's Tim Ellis reports.
Council members unanimously approved the 2-year wage increase for public works employees, represented by the AFL-CIO Crafts Council. The measure boosts pay for operators, laborers, teamsters, carpenters, and pipe fitters who work for the city by an average of 1.5%, effective retroactively to January 1st and running through next year. Those are the last 2 years of the 3-year labor agreement worked out in 2017 with the Crafts Council. Mayor Jim Matherly says the raises will cost the city a total of about $49,500 annually.
It'll be $99,000 over 2 years.
Also Monday, the council advanced an ordinance introduced by Matherly that would limit the number of marijuana retail business licenses the city issues to 12.
We have around 8 or 9 currently. Some people want us to do unlimited amounts. I'd prefer not to do that. I'd rather put a lid on it now.
Matherly says council members have talked about limiting the number of retail pot shops to 1 for every 3,000 residents, similar to the way the state allocates liquor licenses. But the mayor says for the most part, they've settled on the number 12.
If you go one for every 3,000 people, that's about nine allowed. We have about 29,000 in the city, but we're really just putting a number of 12.
The council will hold a public hearing and consider final approval of the ordinance in the February 26th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kyc.org. I'm Sam Friedman.